Any problem with the sound? So we want to talk about Giur Bizman Hazeh. We want to talk about actual practical issues in conversion. We know that Giur requires the following. Number one, it requires a Bezdin of three Dayanim, and that's derived from the Pasuk based on the Sugya in Sanhedrin Daf Gimel, and also the Mishnah at the beginning of Sanhedrin, which lists all those requirements of three Dayanim, and one of them, which is Giur, which is Gerus, is derived from Mishpat Echad Yilachem Lager Hagar Itchem. And this halacha of Mishpat Echad Yilachem is derived in the Gemara Yevamos as a kind of a hekesh, that just like it says in the pasuk Lager Hagar Itchem, it says Mishpat Echad. So we assume that the status of Gerus is equal to that of Mishpat. And just like Mishpat, which is a reference to, of course, Dinei Mamonos, requires three Dayanim, and a Bezdin of three is sufficient, we don't need a higher Bezdin of 23, so too in the case of Gerus, all we need is three Dayanim. So that's the first requirement that we have to have in Gerus. Now, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that according to the Torah, we need three Dayanim Smuchim in order to judge cases of what's called Gzelos and Chavolos. The Gemara records Machlokes between Rava and Rav Acha as far as another category of Dinei Mamonos, which is called Hodos and Halvos. Those are the classical cases of Dinei Mamonos, where I sue you for monies that you owe me. According to Rava, here too, we need three Dayanim Smuchim, and we'll speak about what that Smuchim means. But according to the Chachamim, they were Misaken that you can judge the cases in front of three without Smuchim for the following reason. And that's called Shema Tinol Delis Bifnei Lovin. No one's going to want to extend a loan if they know that if they need recourse to a Bezdin to collect that funds, they're going to have to get three Smuchim together, which is very complicated, as we'll soon see. And therefore they made a special takana of the Chachamim that even though the Torah would require three Dayanim Smuchim for a Hodos and Halvos, nevertheless, we're going to waive that requirement of Smuchim, and all we need is three Dayanim, even if they're not Smuchim. That's according to the opinion of Rava. The Gemara records the opinion of Rav Acha, that according to the Torah law, all we need for Hodos and Halvos is one Dayan. And the Gemara in Sanhedrin seems to, in a sense, contradict the Gemara in Yevamos. Tosus raises this in Yevamos, and you'll see that on your first page. In Tosus' terms, he wants to know, even according to Rav Acha, who accepts one Dayan in the cases of Hodos and Alvos, but nevertheless, with regard to Gerus, even Rabbi Acha would require a minimum of three Dayanim. And why is that so? Because Hachem Edaminen Le Ligzelos V'Chavolos Debeinon Gimel L'Kuli Alma. The equation through the Pasuk of Mishpat and Lager Hagar Itchem is an equation to not Hodos and Alvos, but rather to Gzelos and Chavolos. V'anan heichi mekablin in gerim. If that be the case, then everybody agrees that you need three dayanim for bezdin, which that's okay for bezdin for gerim, but more than that, you need three dayanim smuchim. And we don't have dayanim smuchim today, because smicha means ish mi pi ish, that goes back to Moshe Rabbeinu, and that unbroken transmission of smicha has been broken. On a historical note, I want to point out that 5 centuries ago, there was a tremendous move here in Eretz Yisrael to try to reestablish smicha, and it's a complicated sugya unto itself, but suffice it to say that it didn't work out. There were a few people that received smicha, but today, for sure, we don't have any smuchim. So basically, Tosis wants to know, on what basis can we accept Gerim in our time? Since everyone, whether it's Rava or Ravacha, requires Beis Din Shel Smuchim, and the status of Gerus is that of Gzelos and Chavolos, without Smuchim, there's no possibility of accepting Gerim. In fact, even as far as Chavolos are concerned, or other types of Dini Mominus, the Gemara establishes that we can't judge them in Bavel because they didn't have Smuchim in Bavel. This is back in the time in the Gemara. How much more so today, if we're going to require a Beis Din Shel Smuchim, we don't have Smuchim. And what is therefore the status or the validity of Gerim Bizman Hazeh? The plot grows thicker because Gerus also requires Havas Karban. The Gemara in Masechta Krisus derives from the Parsha of Matan Torah that just like Klal Yisrael at the time of Matan Torah, as recorded at the end of Parshas Mishpatim, brought their Karbanos, so to every Ger that enters into Klal Yisrael has to bring his Karban. Today that we don't have the possibility of bringing a Karban, Hechi Nekabel Gerim. The truth of the matter is that Yesh L'chalek, we shouldn't put this all in one category. The requirement to Smuchim is a Torah requirement in order to set up a Beis Din. Without a Beis Din, there's no Gerus. That's why the Torah calls Gerus Mishpat. That's an issue which is fundamental. The issue, rather, of Karbanos is less of an issue because Tosus points out in Masechta Krisus that when the Gemara says on Daftes Elam Ata Lo Nekabel Gerim, that we shouldn't accept Gerim now, Ata, with an ayin, because we don't have the possibility of Karban, the Gemara quotes a pasuk L'Doroseichem, which sets up a waiver, if you will, on the requirement of Karban. It doesn't mean that a ger is not chayav a Karban, and when the Mikdash and Mirtz Shem will be rebuilt, there'll be a long line, a queue, as they call it in Britain, a queue of gerim, of people who want to bring their Karbanos, but in the meantime, we could be makabel gerim without the Karban. Now, what happens with Tosis's kasha about a Beis Din? We don't have smuchim. And if we don't have smuchim, how can we be mekabel gerim? So Tosus in Yevamis, which you'll see here on page 1, offers the following answer. Shlichusayu avdinan. Now, what does that mean? Literally, it means that we are the appointed agents of the Beis Din of smuchim. And Tosus says, how do we know that there's such a concept that Beis Din, even without smicha, can become the agents representing a Beis Din Shel Smuchim? So Tosis proves it from a Gemara in Masechta Gittin, Kidemash Manami Bishuli Amagarish, a Sugin Gittin on Daf Peches Amid Beis. The Gemara says that in the case of Hodos and Alvos, we paskin like Rava, that Hodos and Alvos require three Dayanim. How then can the Rabbanon do away with the requirement of smuchim? And the Gemara says, "Kedei shelo tinol deles bifnei lovin." So what does that mean? They didn't want to close the door in front of the malvim who would extend loans. So what they did was, they did away with the requirement of a Beis Din Shel Smuchim. That must be predicated on the fact of shlichusayu kavdinon, which means that our batei dinim today are an extended arm or a representation and an agent, so to speak, of the original batei dinim that were made up of smuchim. And that was the takana that was instituted in order to guarantee that people would extend loans. Tosfos says, I'm going to apply the same logic, an unbelievably mechudesh tikkun Tosfos, to the problem of gerim. We don't want to close the door in front of gerim, so kedei shelo tinol deles bifnei lovin, therefore they instituted the same takana that they did with regard to halvos, waiving as it were the requirement to smuchim, so that any Beis Din can be the shluchim of the original Beis Din. Now, in order to understand this Tosfos, because it's such a radical chiddush, we really have to go back to a Gemara in Gittin, which is the Gemara that Tosfos makes reference to. This you'll see as the second source on your page 2. And the Gemara at the end of Perek HaMegaresh establishes that in our time, even though we don't have dinim, dayonim smuchim, we only have what's called hedyotos, nevertheless, we could judge in cases of an eishes ish, for example, in a case of a get, which means first and foremost that if the Baal is recalcitrant, he refuses to deliver the get, Beis Din can paskin that he has to give the get. And again, don't quote me on this, but Beis Din could actually force him to give the get. Okay, forget about Dina de Malchus and Dina right now. And the reason for that is because of Shlichu Sayu Kav Dinon. And Rashi says that Shlichu Sayu is based on the Bnei Eretz Yisrael, meaning the Smuchim, the Dayonim Smuchim were in Eretz Yisrael. And they, as it were, commissioned and gave authority to Dayonim in Chutz Laretz that they could implement the law of Kofin al Get. And Rashi goes on to equate it Midi Dehavi Ahudos Valvos, that even in the case of monetary law like Hodos and Alvos, we also need to come on to this principle of Shlichu Sayu Kav Dinon. And Rashi basically makes the following analogy, just like in the case of Hodos and Alvos, but they dinim in Chutz Laretz, even though they are lacking in smicha, nevertheless they can be shluchim of the but they dinim of Eretz Yisrael, as if they had smicha, in order to judge cases of mamonos like halvos. So too, Rashi says, in the case of a get, where an eishes ish is involved, we can force the baal, the megaresh, to divorce his wife when the halacha requires it, and that kfiyah is based on shlichu sayu kav dinon. So in other words, if we have the power and the authority to set up a Beis Din of quasi-smuchim, they're not really smuchim, in Eretz Yisrael, back in the day they were smuchim, but now they get this green light from the Beis Din of smuchim of Eretz Yisrael to institute Dini Momenus of Hodos and Alvos and Chutz Laretz and judge those cases as if they were representing the Beis Din of Eretz Yisrael, then the same thing could apply to Gittin, as far as Kfiyah, to force a Baal to give the get. And the Gemara, if you remember, had asked the question, Ihochi b'dine chavolos, gzeros v'chavolos nami. In other words, dine gzeros, gzeros and chavolos also should be judged when there are no smuchim, through the principle of shlichus of dayonim in Eretz Yisrael. So it seems that the Gemara itself was willing to apply this halach of shlichu sayu kav dinim to authorize batei dinim in Chutz Laretz without smicha to institute a psak, a verdict of Beis Din regarding gzelos and chavolos. So that means that the Gemara at the beginning of Sanhedrin, which we saw before, establishes that the laws of gzelos and chavolos require dayonim mumchim, and yet we can still judge cases of gzelos and chavolos without mumchim. And the answer is ki avdinan shlichusayu b'milsa d'shchicha, hodos v'alvos and gittin are something that's very common, and in these cases the batei dinim of smuchim back in the day gave their green light and recognition to authorize other batei dinim to be their shluchim. That only applies again to a milsa de shchicha. Milsa lo shchicha lo avdinim shlichu sayu. And Tosus assumes in Yevamos and in Gittin that Kabbalah's Gerus bizman hazeh, without a Beis Din of smuchim, is considered shlichu sayu kav din, and it's considered a milsa de shchicha. And therefore, just like in Gzelus Valvos, the Gemara applies this principle of Shlichu Sayu Kav Dinon to have a Beis Din without Smuchim to replace and represent the Beis Din of Smuchim, so too in the case of, and that's based on the proviso that it's Milsa de Shchicha, so Fodos Valvos and Gittin are considered Milsa de Shchicha, so too Kabbalah's Geirus, says Tosus, is also considered Milsa de Shchicha, and therefore the same principle of Shlichu Sayu Kav Dina that applies in Odos Valvos and Gittin will also apply to Kabbalah's Geirus. And that's the first answer to Tosus and Kedushin, which you'll see on the bottom of your page 2. Tosus and Gittin, when he calls Geirus a Milsa de Shchicha like Hodos and Alvos, he says the following. He says that the din of Shlichu Sayu Kav Dinan applies whenever there's a milsa d'shchicha. And get is a milsa d'shchicha, and kabbalas gerus is a milsa d'shchicha. And it's not as if all of the Rishonim accepted that Tosfos. The Ran on the Gemara in Gittin says, no, gerus is lo shchicha. Now, if gerus is lo shchicha, then the question is, according to the Ran, can we possibly accept gerim bizman hazeh? And the answer must be that just like in Dini Momenos, we say that we apply the principle of shlichus hayakov din, even if it's not a davar shchiach, so too to be machnes gerim tachas kanfei hashchin, even though it's not shchiach, it's even more important than Dini Momenos, which is shchiach. And therefore we can apply the principle of shlichus hayakov din. So there are basically two answers to the question as to how do we circumvent the issue of smuchim in order to be makabel gerim. Either we assume that shlichus hayakov din applies because gerus is a milsa d'shchicha, or we have to assume that in certain cases we can apply the principle of shlichus hayakov din even if it's lo shchiach, and that's based on a kal v'chomer from Dini Momenos. Now, how do we paskin in this whole business? So, if you take a look on your page 3, you'll see that the Rambam codifies all the laws of gerus in Hilchos Isurei Bia. He dedicates more than one perek, but certainly the entire perek Yigimel, to the laws of Kabbalas Gerus. He establishes, of course, at the very beginning of his discussion in Halacha Vav, that we need a Bezdin, and there's no such thing as Gerus without a Bezdin. And then, if you take a look in Halacha Tesvav, if you fast forward, he says the following. He says that during the period of time of David and Shlomo, they did not accept Gerim. Can you still hear me? And he says that during the time of Shlomo, he says, Kol achoze ben hagerim bedover shetzarech dover mihav le'olam eino migeri atzedek. And then he goes on, which I'll explain in a minute, then he goes on to say, V'afal pichein hayu gerim harbe misgairim bimei dover u'shlomo bifnei hedyotos. So it's interesting that as far as the Beis Din of David Shlomo, they had a reason why they didn't want to accept Gerim. There were masses of people who were banging down the doors. They wanted to become Gerim. And for one reason, which we'll explain in a second, the Beis Din of David, the Beis Din of Shlomo, refused to accept these Gerim. But what happened is that these people didn't give up and wave their hands in the air. They wanted more than anything to become Gerim. So what did they do? They circumvented the Beis Din of David, of the Beis Din of Shlomo, and they went to a Beis Din of Hedyotos. Hedyotos meaning Beis Din that was made up of Dayanim that didn't have Smicha. And the Rambam goes on to say that the Beis Din HaGadol, which was the Beis Din at the time of Shlomo HaMelech, of Shlomo, were Choshesh in Lahem. They considered them as if they were Gerim. And the pella of the question is, if this was a Beis Din of Hedyotos, why would they recognize such a Gerus? The Rambam goes on to explain that this is a very sensitive and complex issue. Lo dochen oso, velo makarven oso. They didn't yet have like an open-arm policy to embrace these Gerim, but on the other hand, they didn't reject them. In any event, again, this is going to be a long discussion in the Magid Mishnah, the Kesef Mishnah. How could the Rambam say that the Beis Din HaGadol recognized the Gerus of a Beis Din of Hedyotos? But whatever the explanation is going to be, and whatever the source for the Rambam is, it's clear that the Beis Din HaGadol B'Yerushalayim, made up of Smuchim, of Ayin Aleph, recognized the Shlichus of a Beis Din of Hedyotos. And you'll take a look in the Shulchan Aruch, and you'll see that that's the way he paskins, that bizman hazeh, we can have a Beis Din without smuchim, and yet since the davar matzui, he calls it, which we called it a davar shchiach, that Beis Din is recognized and authorized by the earlier batei dinim back in the day that had smuchim. And the Sma points out, if you take a look on the right side towards the bottom of your page 3, that he says that Ha'idna deleka smicha, kol adayonim b'teilim min haTorah. On one level, on a Doraisa level, the Sma says we don't have Dayonim because we don't have smicha. And then he goes on and he says, Ella, so how do we understand all the dinim that we institute, for example, in dinim omenus? He says, Anan shlichuso kavdinon, that we are considered the shluchim of the earlier Bezdin. And at this point, the Sma argues that we could be makabel gerim bizman, as if for the same logical reason, namely because of shlichusayu kavdinon. But he asks the question, it's not a dover shchiach. Dini moment is you can call and classify as shchicha, but Geirus is not a milsa the shchicha. He's on the same wavelength as the Ran that we discussed earlier. And his answer is very strange. He says it's a dover gadol. In other words, that even though in pure theory we don't apply shlichusayu kavdinon on something like Geirus, which is not shchiach, but because it's a dover gadol, and again, there's a whole essay here that you'll see on your page 10 about what the Sma means by a Dover Gadol. Somehow that circumvents the problem of a Milsa Delo Shchicha. Now, L'chora, if we go back to the Sugya in Krisus that establishes that there's Geris Bizman Azeh, even though there's no Karbon, the Gemara there quotes the Pasuk L'Doro Sechem, meaning that there has to be a mitzvah of Kabbalah's Geirus throughout all the generations, even after the Churban HaBayis. Well, Tosis and Kedushin offers a second answer to the problem that we're raising, that our Beis Din is not smuchim, how could we be Makabal Geirim? And he quotes in Kedushin Rabbeinu Nisanel, and Rabbeinu Nisanel is of the opinion that since the Pasuk says L'doro Seichem, and it waives the requirement of karbonos in Geirus, so too, that very same source, that very same Pasuk L'dor Seichem, tells me that Afal Gav She'enom Mumchin, even though we don't have Smuchim in our Beis Din, we can still accept Geirus, because the Torah guarantees us that the mitzvah of Geirus applies throughout all the generations. And if we have time for this, which again, I apologize that we're starting late today, I wanted to tell you that my Rebbe Rav Soloveitchik felt that in the case of karbonos, the chiyuv karbon in the case of a ger is a tnai. What does that mean? It means that the megayer itself is the act of tefillah, the maisa mila. The karbon is only a condition. It's not. It's external. It doesn't really generate the geris itself. Whenever that condition could be fulfilled, then the geirus is conditional on the fulfillment of that condition. But whenever the condition cannot be fulfilled, there's no Beis HaMikdash, then we go back to the Maisa HaMagayer, which generates the geirus, and that's either Mila or Tvila. And in those cases, we will have a Kedushas Yisrael that's engendered by the Maisa Geirus, even in the absence of the Kiyum HaTnai, because that Kiyum HaTnai is external. It's milsachriti, and if there's no possibility of the kima tanai, then we cannot impose the tanai. However, in the case of Beis Din, it would seem that Beis Din is creating the geirus. They're not just a tanai in the geirus. The Torah went out of its way to establish that just like in Dini Momenos, in Mishpat, you need a Beis Din for Mishpat. There's no such thing as a Mishpat without Beis Din. So the Beis Din plays the active role, the essential role, in creating a Mishpat. So too, with regard to Geirus, the Torah says, Ager Agar Itchem is through Mishpat, is through Beis Din. So therefore, this teretz of Rabbeinu Nisanel, quoted by Tosfos in Kiddushin, it seems to me, is very challenging conceptually, because although L'dor Seichem could tell you that we waive an external condition, but L'dor Seichem cannot be telling me that the Megayer itself can be replaced. Would you say that, for example, if let's say there were no mikvos in the whole world, I'm just giving you a beispiel, would therefore we be allowed to accept a ger without tvila? Ridiculous. That's not what L'dor Seichem is teaching me. And therefore, if Beis Din is the essential body or the facilitator of Geirus, then there's no Geirus without Beis Din. And if Beis Din is defined as smuchim, you've got to somehow circumvent that problem, either through shlichusayu kavdinon or in some other way, but certainly not to say that you can invoke the pasuk lidoroseichem, and derive that in every generation we can have a gerus without a bezdin. If bezdin is defined as smuchim, it's not shaykh to talk about gerus lidoroseichem without bezdin, because bezdin requires smuchim. So that's just a problem that I wanted to raise conceptually with this Rabbeinu Nisana. Okay, now we get to the question of halacha l'moshe misinai. And what is that? The Ramban in Masechta Yevamos, which again you'll see on page 2, at the end of his very long presentation, he says the following. He says that efshar, it's quite possible, and this is on the top of page 2, the ger tzarech shlosha gmiri, the requirement of 3 dayonim in ger, is a halacha l'moshe misinai. Gmiri means hilchasa gmirle. The Gemara itself in Sanhedrin derives it from the pasuk of mishpat. Says the Ramban, asmachta, that in truth the Torah itself did not set up this requirement of a bezdin, of mishpat, of smuchim, but rather the derivation is from halacha l'moshe misinai. It's part of the oral tradition. The pasuk is only being used, the alfus is only being presented as an asmachta. Again, you have to know what an asmachta is, but he says v'chigmiri, and as far as the halacha l'moshe misinai is concerned, shlosha gmiri, but mumchim lo gmiri. It was not part of the halacha l'moshe misinai that we require 3 smuchim in the bezdin. We require a bezdin of shlosha, but a bezdin of shlosha does not have to be comprised of 3 mumchim. And this is, I call, the radical breakthrough of the Ramban, to say that the Gemara doesn't derive on a Doraisa level as a Yalfusa Gemura, the requirement of smuchin. It's only a halacha l'moshe misinai of 3 dayanim, and the asmachta is only coming to support, if you will, the Ilchus HaGmiri, but the Ilchus HaGmiri does not include mumchim. And this Ramban is against all the Rishonim that we saw until now. Now, as far as the Rambam sheet is concerned, and we saw already that the Rambam recognizes a gerus in a bezdin shel hedyotos, how does that work out? So the truth is that I didn't get a chance to go through 2 major articles on the Shitas HaRambam, which you'll see here collected in these Maror Mekomos pages. One is written by Rav David Pardo, who lived 3.5 centuries ago, and you'll see that on page 7. And then there's another article by one of the contemporaries called Rav Mordechai Alter. He lives here in Yerushalayim, and he wrote a sefer called Kiger Ke'ezrach, that you'll see on page 12. Okay, how do we paskin la locha l'maisa? So Rav Kook, who was the first chief rabbi of Palestine, and he wrote a tshuva sefer called the Das Kohen, he basically accepts the shita of Rabbeinu Nisanel in Tosfos, la locha, and therefore Rabbeinu Nisanel says l'doros seichem, we drop the requirement of smuchim. However, he's not so satisfied and not so comfortable with this position. He writes, Mikomakom kosher, and this you'll see on page 5, kosher lismoch al dvarov. He says, although Tosis does invoke the sheet of Rabbeinu Nisanel, it's very difficult to rely on him. Neged stam divya Tosis become Mikomos. We had the Tosis in Yevamos, the Tosis in Sanhedrin, and the first day in Tosis in Kiddushin. All these Baliat Tosis assumed that there's no din of Lidoros Seichem, but we have to somehow solve the problem of Smuchim. And Pshita Lehu, and according to all the opinions in Tosis other than Rabbeinu Nisanel, the only way that we can authorize a Bezdin and validate Geirus in our time is Mitam Shlichu Sayu Kav Dinan. And that is the basis upon which all of Geirus is predicated. Now, what we have to really address is, how does this Shlichu Sayu Kav Dinan work? Is it a Doraisa halacha? Do we actually assume that befoal, in actuality, the Batei Dinim of yesteryear appointed the Batei Dinim of today as Shluchim? Or is this some sort of Durabbanan? which would mean, by the way, that all gerim today are only gerim midrabanan. In fact, Tosis in Masechta Ksubas and Daf Yud Aleph is of the opinion that ger katan shemat bilan osal das bezdin is only drabanan, which means that we could drink from his wine because the iser of stam yenom is only drabanan, and therefore the rabbanan said that we could rely on this quasi gerus of a ger katan in order to give this child the status of a ger midrabanan. And the Ramban writes, again on page 2, that efshar, it's possible, de minat Torah, afilu et yotos donim bishlichusayu de mumchim, that those Rishonim who accepted the principle of shlichusayu kavdinon to validate and authorize a bezdin of Edyotos for Gerus, maybe that's Doraisa. Again, the Ramban has his own approach. According to him, the Halacha Moshe Misinai did not require Mumchim. But he says, according to the other Rishonim, maybe Doraisa, we can apply the principle of Shlichusayu Kavdinan. And if that be the case, then maybe when the Torah said L'Doroseichem, what it meant was that the Torah itself will recognize Gerus throughout all the generations eternally because of the principle of Shlichusayu Kavdinan, which will allow a validation of Hedyotos as if they were Mumchim. Tosis, on the other hand, in Masechta Yevamos, which we saw on the first page, says Shlichusayu Kavdinan, Kimoshe Chashu Lineilas Delis Bifnei Lovin, Chashu Namilinas Delis Bifnei Gerin. If you recall, Tosis invoked this principle of a Takonis Chachamim, that just like Chachamim were Mesakin, that you don't need Smuchim for Halvos in order to guarantee and encourage Halvos, so too they waive the requirement of Smuchim with regard to Gerin. Shalotin Ol Delis Bifnei Gerin. It seems that according to Tosus, the entire institution and enterprise of Geirus Bismana says all Drabanan. Now, on this we have a Chiddush of the Nesivus, Rav Yaakov Milisa, who lived approximately 2 centuries ago, a little bit less, and that you'll see in the Nesivus here on page 4, on the top of your page. And he writes, Hine, Bohadav Dinan Shlichusayu Mashma Meashastu Rak Derabonon, De Ka'amar, and he quotes the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Gimel, Mishum Din Ilas Delis. So he says that it would seem from what we studied that we should come to the conclusion that this takon of Shlichusayu Kavdinan is only Derabonon, for Nilas Delis, Lefi Ani Yazdaiti, Dvemes Hudin Doraisa, Rak Shenimsar Lechachomim. Okay. So now we have a new principle. What's this principle? Sometimes the Torah actually leaves something vague. There's sort of like a room for two interpretations. And in such a case, the Torah authorizes the Chachamim in every generation to interpret and fill in the details. He wants to suggest that the same thing should apply in the case of Gerus. And what does that mean? That what we're going to assume is that, says the Nesivus, that Shlichusayu Kavdinan is Doraisa, and that could validate the Bezdin of Hedyotos. Hello? So we could validate the Bezdin of Hedyotos, says the Nesivus, based on this halacha, this principle of Nasna HaTorah. Just very quickly, what that means is, like, for example, the Torah says El Isha Betumas Nidosalo Sikravu, and the Torah authorizes the Chachamim to determine and define what's considered Lo Sikravu, what constitutes Lo Sikravu. Or the Torah could say that Mikrei Kodesh, that Cholamoid is Kodesh, and the Torah authorizes the Chachamim to determine what exactly are the laws that I have to observe on Chol HaMoed in order to make Chol HaMoed into Mikrei Kodesh. And the Nesivos wants to apply the same halacha to Mishpat with regard to Kabbalas Gerim. That basically the Torah left it to the Chachamim in each generation to decide whether or not they would authorize such and such a Bezdin in order to achieve and implement Kabbalas Gerus. So when there's... Say it again? So again, this Gemara is at the end of Kiddushin with regard to Yichud. It's a Gemara in Chagiga and Moed Kod with regard to Chol HaMoed, and it's a sugi at the end of Yuma with regard to V'nisem es nafshel sechem. That in all these cases, the Torah left it vague, and the Torah authorized the Chachamim to define exactly what constitutes Mikrei Kodesh, what constitutes Lo Sikrevu, what is Inui on Yom HaKippurim, and the Chachamim came up with their definitions. Here too, the Torah in a certain sense said that, you know what, I'm not going to define exactly who this Beis Din is and what kind of Dayanim constitute the Beis Din for Kabbalas Gerus. I'm going to authorize the Chachamim to do so. They will decide which Beis Din has the power and the authority to institute Gerus. And the Nesivos insist that that's what we mean here when we say Shlichusayu Kavdinon, that the Chachamim decided that as far as this vague definition of what is a Beis Din for Kabbalas Gerus, they will recognize and validate a Beis Din of Hedyotos. And in that case, what Beis Din is doing is they are doing the shlichus of the original Batei Dinim, who are authorized by the Torah, this whole Chagadya here, to institute Gerus and decide which Beis Din is valid and authorized for Kabbalas Gerus. And what we find now is that, let's say, for example, you want to know if a ger marries a woman, whether we recognize his kiddushin, correct? And the nafkamina is going to be, if, let's say, for example, another person who's a Yisrael Gamur would marry the same woman, do we recognize that kiddushin? Is she an Eishes Ish to the first husband, who was a ger, Bizman Hazeh? And if we're saying that the Torah would require for Gerus Smucha, which we don't have, therefore the entire institution of Gerus is only Drabanan, then on a Doraisa level, the Kedushay Sheni are valid because she's not an Eishes Ish. And in order to allow her to get married without a get from the second husband, because again the first husband was a ger, which is only the Rabbanon, what the Rabbanon would have to do is they would have to be oker davar min haTorah bekum vase. That's what the Nesivos assumes, that's beyond the the authorization, the authority of the Chachamim. The Chachamim could be oker dov min haTorah, like don't take a shofar on Shabbos of Rosh Hashanah. That's called Shevi Altase, but they cannot be oker dov min haTorah bekum vase. So if the second Mekadesh after the first Ger's Kiddushin establishes Kiddushay Torah, because the Torah doesn't recognize the Kiddushin of a Ger, if that be the case, then to allow her to get married without a get from the second husband, the second Mekadesh, that would be Akiras dov min haTorah bekum vase. Now, frankly, yeah. Go ahead, Bobbies. Oh, you have to go. If not for the Nesivos, then I would have said something different. That if the Torah is authorizing the Chachamim to recognize a Beis Din of Hedyotos for the purpose of Gerus, then maybe this Gerus should be Doraisa. And alternatively, what I would say is once the Rabbanan instituted Gerus, which seems to be one shita in the Rishonim, because the absence of smuchim means that this gerus is not recognized and validated by the Torah law, so it's only a rabbinic gerus, as we saw in the case of Tosus and Ksuvus regarding ger katan, then they might be oker the kedushin of the second mekadesh through the principle of afkeinu rabbanu lekedushin minei. But that itself is a very difficult and complex issue, very challenging, whether afkeinu rabbanu lekedushin minei should apply bizman hazeh. In any event, getting back to the Nesivos, which again is on the top of your page 4, he concludes by saying that the shlichus de hedyotos mishum takanta derabonanhu. And at this point, he seems to be subsuming and defining the shlichusayu kavdinan as a takana derabonan. Later on, at the end, he seems to be inclined to assume that the Gerus is Doraisa based on the Ramban's understanding that it's only that the requirement of Beis Din is Halach L'Moshe Mi-Sinai, and that was only a Beis Din of three Dayanim. Now, on the same page, you have a Beis Yitzchak. the Beis Yitzchak was authored by, just 1 second, first of all, before we get to the Beis Yitzchak, on the top left you have the Nachal Yitzchak, which was authored by the Kovner Rav, Rabbi Yitzchak Khan Inspector, and he brings down the words of the Ramban and the words of the Nesivas, as you'll see. We'll read it inside. He says, "Bizman hazeh shlichusai kavdinan." And first he quotes the Rashba, quotes the Ran, and he says shlichusai kavdinan zeh derabbanan. He thinks that Rashi also would support that position, that the gerus would be a takana derabbanan. But then he says that, according to the Ramban, Mea Torah afed yotas donin b'shlichusayhu. And he says, Aval edina vadai ikar keharishonim dezeu derabbanan. So it's pretty clear here that the Nesivus, although he comes a little bit short of establishing that Geris Bismana says derabbanan, because he falls back on the Ramban, Rabbi Yitzchak Khan Inspector, who is a little bit later than the Nesivus, he's of the opinion that we're not going to rely on the Ramban. The Rishonim didn't accept the Ramban. The Ramban is a Das Yachid, and therefore Geirus Bizman HaZeh is the Rabbanon based on Shlichusayu Kavdinon. So all this maneuvering of, you know, Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, the Ramban, that's not accepted by Rabbi Yitzchak Khan Inspector. Now, if you can assume that A, Shlichusai, that Geirus Bisman Hazeh is predicated on Shlichusai Kavdinon, and if you can assume B, that Shlichusai Kavdinon is the Rabbanon, then is it possible that we could be Mavatel Geirus in situations where we don't apply the principle of Shlichusai Kavdinon? And that's going to create a tremendous stir in the poskim. And the story really begins with the Netziv Mivalojin here on the same page in the Meshiv Dovar. And the Netziv wants to be Mevatel Gerus. In what case? He says, again, the language of the, you know, there's a long tshuva here in the Meshiv Dovar. I just want to try to focus on a few words in the Meshiv Dovar. And he says the following. He says, the loka avdilon shluchim eleim osim kedas. If we as the Bezdin of Edyotos are implementing our agency, our status as shluchim, that's only if everything is going kedas. You know, the earlier Bezdin of Smuch will only recognize us if we're doing everything according to the strict requirements of Allah. Da'ainu misha bola kabel das Yehudis b'chol dovar. A person who really, sincerely and genuinely wants to accept all of the gerus without any exception. If, let's say, for example, we don't want to accept a ger because we think that he's motivated by the wrong reasons and he doesn't have a sincere, genuine commitment and dedication to all the mitzvahs, is then, l'may neighbor, why should we apply the principle of avdi kamayo son of l'shluchim, that the original bate dinim of smuchin appointed us as and authorized us as their shluchim? We have a principle in shlichus that's called litikune shtartich velo l'avasi, that I appoint you as a shliach if you're doing my bidding, but not if you're undermining what I want you to do. The das of the mishalech defines the parameter and the scope and the validity of the agency of the agent. So this could be a serious problem if there are batei dinim that want to accept gerim that are not sincere. And in fact, Rav Avram Yitzchak HaKohen Cook, the first chief rabbi of Palestine, in his Tshuva Sefer, which is of course the Das Kohen, and that you'll see over here on page 5, he writes that Bevadai, he's talking about Let's say apparently there was a situation in which there was a suffix sakana in mila, and gerus is bismana says bidin shlichu sayukov. Then he says bevade gerus kazu lo shlicha klal. If a situation arises which is so unusual that the only way we could do gerus is through tefila without mila. Again, he's assuming that there is such an institution as gerus without mila in a case of pikuach nefesh. Like, for example, the case of a hemophiliac is a classical case of someone who cannot undergo gerus. If he's non-Jewish and he wants to undergo gerus, he cannot do mila. He'll die from the mila. So he says that in such a case, the gerus is lo shchicha klal. To recognize an enterprise of gerus without mila is certainly lo shchicha klal. And therefore, we don't apply the principle of shlichu sayukav dinon. And he says, v'dami l'gzelos al yidei chavolos she'ein donin, because it's mils lo shchicha, that situations can arise that are very unusual, and that's called a milsa dilo shchicha. Now he repeats himself in another tshuva, which you'll see in Siman Kufnun Gimel, Kufnun Beis. That's the second tshuva, and there he writes that gerim ein bahem mishum she'ein bahem mishum mitzvah kitikuna. If they're not fulfilling the mitzvahs properly, mi yemar davdinan bozesh lichusa dekamoi, such a bezdin that implements gerus is authorized by the earlier batei dinim of smuchim pshita lo avi milsa shchicha v'kavachom de lo avi chisar and kiss. In other words, in dinim amanus, when there's a great financial loss, we are motivated to implement, to apply the principle of shlichu sayukav dinim without smicha. But here, we're not talking about chisar and kiss. And therefore, it would seem that there's no status of the bezdin here to institute a gerus when it's not kitikuna. And therefore, he writes that these gerim ain elu b'chlal yisrael klal. If they're not observant, they're not called part of the Jewish nation. They ain lachus l'kidushin shalahem. And if somebody else marries them subsequently, she'll definitely need a get from the second suitor. Umutal kavlam shebayim lizgayer bein ish bein isha. Now, I'm not sure what he means at the end here of this tshuva when he writes umutal kavlam kishebayim lizgayer bein ish bein isha. I think what he means is that in general we will validate gerus, but only when we're mitzuva, when we're commanded to do so, when we're doing it kitikuna and kedas. Now, there's another tshuva that I wanted to call to your attention, and that's a tshuva from the chief rabbi of Yerushalayim, Rav Hirsch Pesach Frank. And he writes, Benidon Beetle Giuram Bimokom Shetiknu Vinhigu Lolagayer. Okay, this has to do with something called Tacones Argentina. And there was a Pritzas Geder. And they went ahead and they were Megayer against the Takana. If you know that the Aram Tzova Jews, the Chalavim and the like, they have a Takana not to be Megayer, not to accept Gerim. And a Bezdin went ahead and violated that Takana. Would that Gerus be Chal, be the Evet? And he writes, Rav Frank, if we assume that Geirus Bismana says an enterprise is predicated on Shlichu Sayukav Dinon, that we are their Shluchim, is B'makom Isa Lo Avdinin Shlichu Sayuv HaGeirus B'Teilu L'Gamrei. In such a case, we can totally void the Geirus. It's not to be recognized. And therefore, those those megayrim who underwent geirus in places where they made a takana not to accept geirim, that geirus is not valid. And he quotes the Or Samech in the second parak of Hilchos Sanhedrin in interpreting the Rambam, that min haTorah, the Rambam says, one dayon is kashal adun, and yet the Rambam writes shneim shedonu ein dinayim din. So the Or Samech says there's no stira here, because a yachid, if a person is a dayan, a yachid dayan, he's alone, and he can be dan min haTorah, again, if he's a samuch. But then in the case of shlosha, we're talking about hedyotos, that's only a takonis chachamim, and the chachamim never allowed for two dayanim to do their shlichus and to institute a psak bezdin. So therefore, paradoxically, the Rambam would say that one dayan would generate a bezdin, and the verdict handed down by that bezdin is valid. But paradoxically, if there's a second dayan, then it's not a bezdin at all. Now, I mentioned to you before that there's a sefer called Maskil L'Dovid. So let's just see the Maskil L'Dovid. This is confusing to me. Let me just see. This Maskil L'Dovid, I made a mistake, is not the same Maskil L'Dovid I was talking about, Rav David Pardo from 3.5 centuries ago, who also wrote a sefer called Maskil L'Dovid. This is a contemporary, one of the Sfaradi poskim in our time. Let me get back to you on that. In any event, he quotes one of the Meshivim, the Chelkes Yaakov, from Yaakov Breish, who writes that B'mokom she'ein l'gayr l'chatchila, in a situation in which the halacha says we should not l'chatchila accept those geirim, then hageirus lo chala. And why is that? Why is the geirus completely void? Mishum she'geirus shel adam she'eino rotze b'emes b'kabolas toru mitzvus. If you talk about geirus of a person who really does not have any genuine, sincere commitment to Torah mitzvahs, that's called a milslo shlicha, and we don't apply the principle of shlichusayu. So there are two different reasons why shlichusayu kavdina would not apply in an insincere geirus. One is because we are not shluchim in that case, it's not kitikuna to institute geirus, and number two, because of milslo shlicha, and then we don't apply the principle of shlichusayu. So again, the bottom line is, we're talking about geirim, so to speak, in inverted commas, who are not sincere about their commitment to mitzvahs. Are we going to validate their geirus? And we had a number of reasons why not. And there are other reasons that are given by other poskim. For example, if you're interested, take a look here on page 5, the Tshuvas HaHanhagos of Rav Moshe Sternbach. And he also comes to the conclusion that these conversions are totally invalid. Now, is there on the other side of the equation a strong body of poskim who would argue that we can apply the principle of shlichusayu and validate the geirus, and it's not to be undermined by the fact that the geirus was not sincere? And amongst these poskim, we go back to Galitzia, to Rabbi Yitzchak Shmelkis, and that's the Beis Yitzchak here on page 4. So it's not Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan Spector, it's Rabbi Yitzchak Shmelkis, who's the Avbezin of Lvov, and he wants to know about Goyim that converted in order to marry a Jewish woman, and he wants to try to prove that this is not something prohibited, because if it was prohibited to accept such a ger, if it was an Isur, then certainly we're not Shlichusayikov Dinan, and there's no way that Gerus would be valid. So why do we accept that such a Gerus? Again, we're not talking about someone who's not sincere in his commitment to mitzvahs, but he's motivated to be Mizgaya because he wants to marry a Jewish girl. He says that B'Shlichus Dekamoy Lo Shayach Ein Shlich L'Dvar Avera Shiyavat La Shlichus. So he makes the following distinction. And we're running out of time, so I don't know if we'll have enough of a chance to do justice to this, but he wants to suggest that we have a principle called Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera. But he says, in this context, we cannot apply that principle to be Mevatel the Shlichus and invalidate the Geris of this Beis Din. And we see that from the fact that if a Ger is Tovel on Shabbos, which is not acceptable, nevertheless, he becomes a Ger, b'di'evet. Even though we are doing the bidding of Shlichus Kamoi, and V'lo Asu Shliach Litvol b'Shabbos, we, as a Beis Din, were not appointed as a Shliach to have a Ger be Mizgayer on Shabbos. And therefore the question arises, why is that Geirus valid? And the answer is that we suspend the operation of Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera to be Mevatel the Geirus, and the Geirus is valid. But basically, the tshuva here of the Beis Yitzchak is presenting a fundamental breachthrough, that once we apply Shlichusayu Kavdinon, then it has some sort of a blanket and all-inclusive application. We don't look at every particular case of this Geirus and that Geirus. Was it B'makom Iser? Was it not B'makom Iser? Should they have done so? Should they have not? But rather we apply this general, all-inclusive, universal rule of Shlichusayu Kavdinon. And despite the fact that the Har Tzvi, meaning Rav Tzvi Hirsch Frank, the chief rabbi of Yerushalayim, came to the conclusion that we could be mevatel gerus and disqualify it if it wasn't done kitikuno kedas, nevertheless there were poskim who disagreed with him, and amongst them is Rav Ben Zion Chai Uziel, who wrote a sefer called Piskei Uziel. He was the chief rabbi of Israel, the Sephardic chief rabbi. And he writes regarding that case of Argentina, which where they made a takana. He says, "B'makom shavra a takana be'isur v'lo avdinin shluchusayu." That was the logic of Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank. Islanius daiti, says Rav Chai Uziel, "Ein raya deshani." Shani b'shonim shnayim shedanu. When do we say that the halacha of shlichusai kavdinan, recognizing the Beis Din and authorizing them, is completely null and void? That's when two judges sat down as a Beis Din. Is meikara lo amru lasa shlichusam el Beis Din shel shlosha. When the Rabbanon instituted this shlichusai kavdinan, they meant a Beis Din of shlosha. The appointment of the shlichus was extended from the get-go to give and grant yipui koach, that means the power of attorney, into the hands of Beis Din, and Beis Din now is in charge of Geirus. We don't say that, this particular circumstance is an Isur. Again, if it's not a Beis Din, it's only two people, then that's not Shlichusai Kavdinan. But if it's Shlichusai Kavdinan with a Beis Din of Shlosha, then with regard to Geirus, the Rabbanan gave a blanket carte blanche Yipui Koach in which they authorized any Beis Din to do their Shlichus. And the Takana, in this case Takanas Argentina, does not have the power to mevatel mafrei the entire shlichus. Okay, Rabosai, there's more than we got to. And again, this all comes down to the very heated controversy about whether we can mevatel gerus in certain cases, and certainly in certain places on the face of the earth. So we'll stop here. Mitzvah Hashem, we'll try to finish it up at some other time.